From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a day of mourning and a day of celebration following the death of former Cuban leader Fidel Castro. President Barack Obama has reached out to the Cuban people to offer his condolences on the death of Fidel Castro. Cuban President Raul Castro announced his brother's death at the age of 90 late Friday on Cuban state television. In a statement Saturday, Mr. Obama said in the days ahead, Cubans would recall the past and also look to the future. In his words, as they do, the Cuban people must know that they have a friend and partner in the United States of America. The Cuban government has ordered 9 days of official mourning. Fidel Castro was to be cremated Saturday, and his ashes will be interred in his hometown of Santiago on December 4th. Meanwhile, President-elect Donald Trump issued a statement in which he called Castro a brutal dictator whose legacy is one of firing squads, theft, unimaginable suffering, poverty, and the denial of fundamental human rights. Trump said that while Cuba remains a totalitarian island, he hopes Castro's death marks a move away from the horrors endured for too long and toward a future in which the wonderful Cuban people finally live in the freedom they so richly deserve. Florida Representative Ileana Ross Lehtinen is a Cuban-American who says she will work with Trump to bring freedom to Cuba.
Our commitment is to work closely with the new incoming administration to seek ways to be on the side of the Cuban people who yearn for democracy, who long for liberty, and not cozy up to their brutal repression.
In Miami's Little Havana neighborhood, news of Castro's death set off noisy celebrations that continued through Saturday.